I'm Nikki Willett with Montana News. George Geovasis looked out his living room window Wednesday afternoon and was taken aback by what he saw. He lives in a residential neighborhood near Flathead High School in Kalispell.
And I went outside and saw about a city block's worth of mostly pickup trucks peeling out and smoking their tires, and a lot of them had Confederate flags and American flags, and they were making noise and shouting and driving down the street.
He works from home. He's a graphic designer. He hopped on his bike, hoping to catch on camera the scene unfolding on his block.
Well, the obvious reaction for me was post-election seeing a bunch of people driving fast through the neighborhood with Confederate flags. I thought it was a reaction to the election. I thought it was a sort of a alt-right, pro-Trump sort of parade from the students at Flathead High School. That's what I assumed it was. I had no way of knowing exactly what it was, but that's what it looked like. That's what it felt like.
Did it make you scared?
Yeah, absolutely.
Geovasis wasn't alone in this fear. Pictures and videos popped up on Facebook. People commented saying they contacted local and national human rights groups. They tracked the procession of more than 15 trucks and flags through neighborhoods and down Main Street. Geovasis kept biking and taking video.
I didn't know what it was when I got on my bike. I thought it was a protest around the election. I thought it was a pro-white supremacist party. That's what it looked like.
But it wasn't a pro-white supremacist party. The parade wasn't politically motivated. It was a group of high school kids mourning the death of their friend, Zachary Rhodes, who was killed in a car accident on Highway 2 east of Marion on Saturday night.
They consider themselves the country kids, and that's what they call themselves. That's what the Confederate flag means to them, is that they're country.
That's Corey Clark, a Kalispell police officer assigned to Flathead High School. Clark says the students organized themselves. They came up with the idea to hold a prayer vigil after school, to bring two horses and gather all their trucks and ride through town to honor their friend. I couldn't reach any of the students involved for comment.
When we talked, that was a common theme amongst all of them, that they wanted to be presented, was that this was for the, you know, in memory of the death of their friend and not anything else.
Clark says he didn't hear anything racially or politically motivated from the students, who also waved American and Don't Tread on Me flags. Many of the truck's windows were painted with the number 63, the number on Rhodes' football jersey in photos of him online. Clark says one of the students said she tried to get a parade permit from the city but had applied too late. He ended up tailing them through town, down side streets where two girls on horseback led the trucks, then down Main Street, where some of the kids' parents had come to take pictures. Peter Fusero, principal at Flathead High School, said he also talked to students before they took off.
Also talked to them about, you know, if you're trying to honor a student, you know, didn't feel that, you know, this was the best way to honor them, you know, with a Confederate flag.
He suggested other memorials, like taking up a collection for the family. He says they could have done it in better taste.
But obviously, kids have their rights, and, you know, they're off school grounds, and it wasn't anything that was sponsored by our school or anything, but we did, you know, felt we wanted to say something to them and talk to them, and I guess they saw it a little bit differently.
George Geovasis, the guy who jumped on his bike, says he later learned the student's intent. It didn't change his reaction.
It doesn't make sense. It's a symbol. They put on a memorial that turned into a symbol of hate, which is sad to say.
This isn't the first time high school students in the Flathead Valley have bumped into problems with the Confederate flag this year. In September, two students at Polson High School wore T-shirts inscribed with White Pride and Trump 2016. One had a Confederate flag on the front. Polson High School is still determining how to address the incident. In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.